This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10/22/2020. This is show number 143. Well, Nick, stimulus or no stimulus, that seems to be dominating everybody's attention right now. I mean, there's a few other things going on, of course, but that's all we hear.
That is all we hear. I mean, we don't have any clarity on this $2 trillion stimulus deal. So the markets continue to be handcuffed to headline risk. 1 minute you hear a deal is close to happening, and then could be 30 minutes later you hear a deal is far apart, doesn't look likely. Either way, time is running out to get a deal done before the election. I'm not sure, you know, what the strategy is here. Do the Democrats want a deal before the election? Probably not. They don't want to see a Trump check go out with Trump's name on it, or else, you know, maybe it's just that, you know, we should just call the deal off and just let's just get back to business. Either way, I just like some clarity. Do it or don't do it. But you constantly hear these mixed messages, and then the markets go up, they sell off intraday. But, you know, again, there's really no volume out here, so to speak. We're just about 12 days away from the election. And right now you could see that there are so many people trading very, very cautiously at the moment.
Yeah, and in the end, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. I just find it kind of hysterical. Like, why doesn't Trump just order the Treasury to just send money? And that's what he did with the unemployment. He could do it. He could find some emergency fund somewhere to send everybody a $1,200 check, or at least the Robin Hood traders.
Right? Well, I guess that could be what happens. So, I mean, right now, it'll be more of a line item type stimulus deal that President Trump probably has to go ahead and issue an executive order. But again, there's just the fighting between the Congress and the Senate will remain, you know, pretty much butting heads throughout this entire election. We'll see where it goes. I have no idea at this stage of the game what's going to happen here. We could hear a headline, you know, in the next hour saying, hey, we got a deal done. It just really comes down to politics. If it benefits them, they'll do it. If it doesn't benefit them, they'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. Well, at least we got some okay news on the unemployment front.
Yeah, the unemployment front was a little bit better today. Weekly initial claims report was released this morning. Report showed that there was 787,000 new claims. That number is a lot less than what was expected. I believe it was 880,000 where it was the expectation. So that was much better than expected. The continuous claims for the week ending October 10th decreased by 1.024 million to 8.373 million. So right now we're seeing some improvements, and it's slow, but it's steady. And again, if these other states would start opening up, I mean, we could, you know, probably get these numbers down dramatically. But and these politicians just refuse to do it.
Yeah, and now we got tens of thousands of doctors saying masks are bogus. They don't help. They don't stop the spread. They're actually hazardous to your health. I've heard this from a number of doctors. People have gotten heart attacks, strokes, supposedly from wearing masks, not getting enough oxygen. I'm not saying don't wear the mask. I'm just saying you can't just take what they're telling you blindly.
Well, if you remember, when this all started, the story was not to wear masks. Masks are bad for you. Then all of a sudden it came to wear masks are good for you. Funny thing is, my neighbor is a surgeon, and he has to wear a mask basically every day when he does surgery. And he says, these masks are ridiculous. They're not good for you. I can't wait for the surgery to be over just to take off the mask.
Yeah. Yep. It's very true.
But I guess that's just one doctor's opinion.
Yeah, it's a lot of doctors' opinions. But there's only one doctor that really counts, and that's Dr. Fauci.
That's pretty much it these days. So we'll see where his the guy's 80 years old now. So, I mean, how much time does he have left to do this unless he's got eternal life here? But yeah, I mean, he's flip-flopped on everything from the numbers, from the masks. I mean, you name it, he's flip-flopped on everything. So who knows what to believe here?
Yeah, he even flip-flopped on the CDC originally said, don't give people with COVID steroids for whatever reason. And we know that every time any emergency room in the country, you go in there, can't breathe, the first thing they do is give you some prednisone or methotrexate or whatever it's called. That's the standard operating procedure. And now they found that it saves, you know, a third of the people from dying. So in any event, back to the financial news, gold and silver taking a breather today.
Yeah, gold and silver are pulling back today. You got the GLD, which is the gold ETF, down about $2.64. Looks like we have gold futures at the moment down about $32, which is about a 1.6% decline. Silver today down about 68 cents. That's about a 2.7% decline. But again, it just goes back to what I've been saying almost every day, is that we're going to just get backing and filling. Every you could get a rally one day in the precious metals, and then you move down the next day, or you get a two-day pop, and then you go down and drop for a day or two. It's just backing and filling, and that's what you really want to see if you're bullish gold. I can't overstate it enough. I love what gold is doing here. I have not participated in it. I have not picked it up yet, but I will be when the pattern completes itself. But you got to just be patient out here. You're just going to get a lot of chop. That's kind of the way it goes. I think the precious metals are trading right in line, almost in lockstep with the major indexes right now. Now, at some point that can change, but that's what it's doing right now. It's just dancing around up and down. So, you know, just let that consolidation take place, because that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. And like you say, it's up one day, down the next. There's no more than like a two-day pattern for any of this. So I guess traders just stepping back from this and just waiting. Caution's the byword.
Well, yeah, especially in the precious metals, you had a massive run. People don't realize it sometimes. They just want instant gratification in the market, and I think that's a terrible thing. But you know, in 2018, gold was underneath $1,200 an ounce. It went all the way as high as 2089, almost 2100 an ounce in the month of August. That's a tremendous, tremendous rally. Now it needs to digest. It's much, much better looking chart than when it peaked out in 2011, and it made a complete reversal bar in September and October, and then it, you know, basically put in some lower highs and cratered all the way down to 2015. This time, what gold is doing, it's making what we call a bullish inside bar on a monthly chart basis, and that's a really, really strong positive pattern. And again, unless that breaks, you know, you let that consolidation take place, and then it becomes another buying opportunity with a lot higher price for the precious metals.
Okay, and that inside bar pattern, yeah, you've mentioned that a number of times, and it's just staying right in there. So it's staying like in this narrow channel right around, like, you know, 1930 down to 1895, just staying right in there. You could almost set your watch to it. You know, when it starts getting towards the top, it's going to come down, but it's going to break that channel. And when it does, on the upside or the downside, probably on the upside, that's going to be hugely bullish.
Absolutely. But, and here's the thing, this could pull back to 1800 and still have that bullish pattern. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize sometimes these things take a long time to play out. Sometimes they don't take a whole lot of time to play out, but you look at the smaller time frames and you look for the signals that tell you it's about to make a bigger move. And again, I haven't gotten that signal yet, but when I do, I'll be stepping into it. You know, I love to play the precious metals. I own physical gold and silver bullion myself personally, and I have for many, many years. And again, you know, I continue to hold them. I never sold a single ounce of my physical metals. So you just watch the pattern. You let it tell you what to do. And until then, you know, nothing really wrong here. Just let it consolidate. Don't get shaken out by a big down day like you have today. Right. Where you're down 1.5%. You know, you just have to understand this is the bigger pattern.
Hey, the most bullish thing that could happen for gold and silver probably is Biden getting elected. And if gold has any predictive ability here, it's not really saying that. But honestly, it doesn't matter who's president. The die for precious metals is cast. Same with copper. Hey, what is the best way to play copper now? Do we wait for another signal? or is it too early? Do we buy some of the main stocks like Freeport and Rio?
Yeah, well, you could. There's a few ways of playing it. Obviously, there's actually an ETN, I believe it's called a JJC. That's one way of playing. It's a little bit on the thin side. Doesn't trade a whole lot of volume, but it does mimic the moves in copper very, very well. Right now, copper is a little bit extended, in my opinion, a little bit overbought. So we'd like to see it pull in and consolidate a little bit there. But one of the ways I play it, or several ways that I play it, is with the SCCO, which is Southern Copper Corp. That's basically a copper company out of Chile in South America. You could also play with Freeport MacMoran. I believe they're the biggest. So again, copper and gold there, ticker symbol FCX. And then you could trade it with RIO or BHP. Those are some other plays. And then I believe Tech Resources, TECK, is another one, another way to play it there. But at the moment, I'd like to see the metal itself, copper itself, copper futures. I'd like to see them pull back a little bit and consolidate. And then I think get another buying opportunity there. We've traded copper this year via those vehicles that I mentioned very, very successfully. But right now, I just exited a SCCO trade recently, and now I'm just waiting for another pattern, and then I'll be looking to get back in there.
Hey, that $3 a pound mark is really a major, major mark, because more mines become cost effective once it breaks $3. But if you remember, we talked about this, I think, a while ago, Kyle Bass bought a warehouse full of nickels. Because back in 2011, a nickel was actually worth 8 cents. And we're getting to the point now where a nickel, in terms of its metal content, its melt value, metallic content, is worth about 4 cents. So it's going to take very little to see that your 5 cent piece, your nickel, Jefferson nickel, is going to be worth more than that. And you can see that we're heading towards it. It's like, hey, look, you're not supposed to buy up coins in circulation to melt them down, but you know, you know the Chinese will go buy boatloads of them, bring them back to China and melt them down. You know it.
Well, that could be why we have no coins available, right? When you go to the store now, we have no change to give you, right? Everybody wants to just take credit cards and moving towards that digital currency. So again, a lot of different things happening out here, but you make a great point. And again, it'll be interesting to see because copper is going higher. So people just have to realize this is not this move right now. Copper's at 314. It's going to 350 and higher. So there's a lot more upside in copper, and we'll see how that all shakes out. Maybe Kyle Bass will start filling up built-in swimming pools with some with some nickels.
Or oil tanks, empty oil tanks. Hey, well, that's it for today. Go take a look at Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com, for his trading record. Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email for your inquiries, feedback, KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday, and let's see what happens next.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.